This podcast was produced and recorded in the studios of Cairns FM 89.1.
This is The Evolution of Intimacy with Ella Shannon, a show about sex, relationships, and everything in between.
You can start to feel bliss while you're vacuuming.
I don't know if I've tried that or not. Do I want to try it? What is it?
Very complex, very interesting.
Flogging, whipping, caning.
So there I was in my high heels and my little dress.
So it is purely a stigma.
Healthy sexual expression with other humans.
I went to the local women's health centre and went, I think I'm a lesbian, is there a support group?
They don't know quite how to talk about it. It's actually a core skill in relationships.
That has always worked for me.
My guest is Jackie Ward. She is a feminine embodiment guide. Welcome, Jackie. What is embodiment? What's that all about?
I feel like embodiment could be quite broad, but I feel like it's like the foundational aspect of being a human on earth. Like, we're spirit in matter, in a body, and embodiment to me is about learning how to be in the body in a way that feels really harmonized and good, and, you know, a pathway to opening to more pleasure and aliveness and connection to earth and spirit.
I guess that brings up the question for me, what's the opposite of that? Like, why would people not be in their body? What happens there?
It's a little bit of the state of humanity, actually. It's kind of, it's not everyone's journey, but I feel like it's a healthy pathway for humanity to become more embodied. So I feel like after so many, who knows how many generations of humans experiencing, you know, dysfunction and trauma in various ways, we've become more just in our heads. I think that can be a consequence of trauma, is that you naturally want to come out of the body and up and away and into the mind. Feeling disassociated to some degree, or just stuck in your thoughts, or extreme dysregulation like hypervigilance, or feeling more collapsed and shut down, I guess, are ways that we can feel disconnected from ourselves and our body wisdom.
I'm recognizing that's a pretty common experience for lots of people, isn't it?
Pretty common for most people to feel a bit stuck in their mind.
And if people are listening and going, yep, that's definitely me, what are some ways that they can start to kind of be in their body a bit more, to experience more access to pleasure, like you suggested?
Oh, there's so many, like, various ways that people can experience different practices to connect more deeply with the body. Like, even just exercise is a nice way to start to bring more aliveness and, you know, nervous system regulation. But there can be really specific things, like somatic therapy is something that people can engage in to really, really deeply land in the body and be present and sort of still and witnessing what's going on at a really deep physical level, which is a really potent tool for embodiment.
Could you describe what somatic therapy is for people that haven't heard of that?
Body-mind practices or processes that take you into your body to help you be present and notice what's happening. Different exercises that help the nervous system feel a little bit more safe and regulated to assist that process of feeling at ease and at home in the body and noticing what's going on there.
Is there any really simple ones that you could maybe share with people listening that they could try, any of those exercises?
A process or a practice as simple as sitting outside, you could even be having a cup of tea and really like not having the phone, not scrolling, and noticing the natural weight and heaviness of your body and feeling where your body meets the surface that you're sitting on, noticing where your bum and the backs of your legs touch the chair, possibly behind your back, noticing where your feet touch the ground, noticing the natural weight and heaviness of your body is a very simple and profound way to feel grounded and come into presence. That's a little somatic tool that we use to help people feel grounded in the moment.
Fabulous. And so simple, that could just take a few minutes, couldn't it? Or even less, just to really sink in and feel your body. You are listening to The Evolution of Intimacy with me, Ella Shannon, a show about sex, relationships, and everything in between.
Most of us have not been encouraged or taught how to talk about sex.
They are curious.
Hang on a sec, I'm a woman, like, I have needs now.
Whole new level of sensation and pleasure. I looked at my yoni before and after and I was like, oh my God.
You may experience a range of emotions.
What we associate as being related to one gender or another, it changes all the time.
Pleasure is our birthright.
You're on these massive doses of steroids. I look like Bert Newton. I wouldn't have been attracted to myself.
So they were just so happy to know that A, they weren't alone, and B, that this was like a legitimate thing.
And that actually sounds really lovely and erotic, really pleasurable.
It's a secret.
Mind-blowing.
Sitting, noticing where you're sitting, and especially outside, even just gently looking around at your environment, looking at the sky and the leaves and the trees. It's like a gentle form of orienting, which can help settle the nervous system. Just that act of looking around, noticing your environment, helps to reset, or with the vagus nerve that helps reset the nervous system.
And so you used the term orienting and also vagus nerve. Could you share a bit about what that means if they're new terms to people?
Orienting is a process we do in somatic therapy, which really is about looking around and seeing what's around you. The way that we look and see can have different effects on the nervous system. So for example, if you are looking up close at a screen, you know, that's really great. If you want to focus on something up close, it has a bit of an activating effect on your nervous system, which is good if you want to focus and, you know, be really present with what you're doing. But if you were trying to relax, like scrolling and looking at your screen is the opposite of, it's having the opposite effect on your nervous system. But letting your gaze shift out to the horizon line and looking at things further away sort of opens up your awareness and is more relaxing to the nervous system. So that's a little tool that you can use.
It makes a lot of sense. You know, just that feeling of an expansive view, and you just feel more expansive, more relaxed. So, yeah, I've definitely experienced the difference of those two.
Yeah, it can even sort of shift the kinds of thoughts that you're having, like looking out at a horizon line. You could have more thoughts and feelings of being more open to the possibilities of things. Like, it has that expansive effect, your state and your thoughts as well.
Well, as we talk, I'm looking out the window of the Cairns FM studio and there's mountains and clouds and sky, and yeah, I'm getting a sense of that.
Perfect.
Yeah. And so what are the benefits of becoming more embodied in practicing things like this, particularly to relationships or being able to enjoy more sexual pleasure?
It impacts us in so many ways, like having a healthier relationship with ourselves and feeling more balanced and regulated and happy inside has a flow-on effect to our sexual connection, our pleasure pathways, and to our relationships. Yeah, in so many ways.
You are listening to The Evolution of Intimacy with me, Ella Shannon, a show about sex, relationships, and everything in between.
Most of us have not been encouraged or taught how to talk about sex.
They are curious.
Hang on a sec. I'm a woman. Like, I have needs now.
Whole new level of sensation and pleasure. I looked at my yoni before and after and I was like, oh my God.
You may experience a range of emotions.
What we associate as being related to one gender or another has been changing all the time.
Pleasure is our birthright.
You're on these massive doses of steroids. I look like Bert Newton. I wouldn't have been attracted to myself.
So they were just so happy to know that A, they weren't alone, and B, that this was like a legitimate thing.
And that actually sounds really lovely and erotic, really pleasurable.
It's a secret.
Mind-blowing.
You mentioned before the vagus nerve. Did you want to share a little bit about the effect of somatic embodiment on the vagal nerve and what that is?
So the vagus nerve is the 10th cranial nerve, and it does come back down through the back of the head, down through the body, so it's quite extensive. Vagus translates as wandering nerve and connects with branches through to the throat and chest and lungs into the gut, and I think it even innervates the cervix. And it really is a transmitter of what's happening in our nervous system, so our body can send us signals to the nerves about what's happening. We can do practices that impact the vagus nerve and impact our nervous system. That orienting the turning of the head and the looking and the seeing impacts the vagus nerve and has a positive effect on the nervous system.
And is the positive effect like down regulation, calming? Is it that type of thing?
Yeah, exactly. Down regulating and calming can also help us open when we're feeling calm and relaxed and balanced. We open more to connection with others and social engagement. That's one way that it can impact relationships as well, as that you feel more open to engaging and giving and receiving and connection in general, and that's going to also have a positive effect on your sexual energy.
Yeah, for sure. And Jackie, I'm aware that you work not just with somatic embodiment, but particularly with what you term feminine embodiment. And so what's that nuance about the feminine in regard to this work?
Yeah, well, I guess ultimately it means, you know, women's embodiment, things that specifically relate to women and their bodies. Like, it could be embodiment in regards to sensual embodied dance, is the modality really crafted for women to feel more sensual aliveness in their bodies. It could be to do with massage, like womb and fertility massage and things like that.
Do you want to share what womb and fertility massage is? Obviously the womb's way on the inside, so that's curious to listeners maybe.
Yeah, so the womb comes up. It sits behind the bladder and it comes up above, if you can feel the top of your pubic bone, a few centimetres above the pubic bones, where we can sort of press down and massage along that area and massage the top of the womb, and the ovaries sit along there as well. So that's the place that we mainly can access the womb in that specific modality. It brings a lot more circulation and aliveness and health to that region. In regards to somatic therapy and embodiment, it has a really powerful place. If people are on a journey of like reconnecting with themselves and like cultivating self-love and inner connection. There's some really beautiful practices and ways that people can use embodiment practices to really come home to themselves, really reconnect with self-love on a really deep and core level. Like if people are working with, you know, maybe some inner child wounds and things like that, you know, it's amazing and powerful to have therapy sessions. But I think embodiment plays a really powerful role in the way we can connect with ourselves, show up for ourselves, and reparent or remother ourselves.
Absolutely. And, you know, I can really recognize, you know, in my work as a therapist that it's helpful to think about that and think about the inner child, but to really heal and do that reparenting, it's about feeling that in the body and having an embodied present experience of those parts of yourself. So I can definitely relate to that as well. And if people want to delve into this, they're listening to us talk and think this is something I really want to know more about and try for myself, are there certain authors that you recommend, or is there certain ways people can access this type of thing?
Dr. Gabor Mate springs to mind, and his book about, I think it's called When the Body Says No. And that's a little bit more in regards to dysregulation in the nervous system and like processes of people pleasing and stuff like that, and how that leads to illness in the body. I've trained with Devashi Shakti.
And if people wanted to find more out about you, how would they do that?
They can connect with me on Facebook through my Facebook page, House of Luxurious Embodiment, or or my website, Ways of the Wild Womb.
Ways of the Wild Womb. Gorgeous.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Jackie, for coming on the show. It's been such a pleasure to chat.
Yeah, thanks for having me. And it's always fascinating to have these kinds of conversations. So thank you so much.
My pleasure. You've been listening to The Evolution of Intimacy with Ella Shannon.
We're feeling juicy the whole day.
Every desire I could possibly think of.
What sort of impact would it have?
They want it, they're going to go and get it. They don't think of long-term consequences.
Oh, did that feel really nice? Oh, yes, that felt really delicious.
Being able to feel good about my body again, that's been a huge thing.
All anybody really wants in this world is to feel seen and heard.
We actually do have a lot that connects us physically.
It's making people feel good.
There is a real sense of hopefulness that returns in the relationship.
A really beautiful thing.
Take that beauty and that calmness and that bliss and that sense of peace out into the world.
Thank you for listening, and I hope we've inspired you with our juicy conversations on this episode of The Evolution of Intimacy. If you would like to go deeper, you can book a session of relationship counselling, sex therapy, or individual counselling via my website. I work in person in Cairns, tropical far north Queensland, or I can meet you online anywhere in the world. Or you might prefer to go at your own pace with my 12-lesson Relationship and Intimacy online course. To book or to listen to previous episodes, visit my website, ellashannon.com, or follow me on the socials at Evolution of Intimacy. Finally, please go to iTunes and write me a quick review if you're feeling kind. Thank you, lovelies, and see you next time.